The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. California is probably the most socialistic state in this nation. To see the effect of such full-blown socialism, you need look no further than the lawsuits pressed by California against Pastor John MacArthur and his church. They're seeking a court to declare him and his church, Grace Community Church, to be in contempt of court, simply because they've chosen to keep meeting together, defying Governor Newsom's executive order to the contrary. They simply chose to, quote, obey God rather than men, as the Bible says. Anywhere socialism has gained control, ultimately the Bible becomes an outlawed book. To keep people from hearing God's plan for them has always been Satan's greatest desire, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, the Bible says. If Satan can keep people from hearing the teaching of the Scripture, he can keep them from turning to Christ. That's what the warfare in our nation about the teaching of the Word of God in public is all about. Thus, the history of socialism in modern times is a history of the effort to bury the Bible. As Karl Marx, the father of modern socialism, stated, his avowed goal in life was to, quote, destroy Christianity. Hitler did it in Nazi Germany. Stalin did it in Communist Russia. The Chinese Communist government is trying to do it right now in China. A Chinese Christian recently told his story of being an atheist who was brought to Christ as a result of the desperation atheism brings. Once born again, his greatest desire was to be able to read the Bible for himself. However, in China, he had no way to own a Bible since it's not for sale in most provinces. He earnestly prayed for God to let him own a Bible. In answer to his prayer, God brought to him a courageous missionary who was smuggling into China Bibles bought by Christians in the Western world. The brother receiving the Bible stated, "I will cherish his words, which are as precious as my own life." Socialism is completely opposed to the Bible because the Bible teaches that every man is made in God's image and therefore deserves to get to choose what vocation God is calling him to. In socialism, the government chooses which vocation you do. A socialist economic system is completely against the faith in God that must be exercised in order to make a living God's way. Matthew 6:33 teaches that we must, quote, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness in order for all our daily needs of clothing, food, and shelter to be provided for us. Socialism attempts to build a society without faith in God. This is why it has always ultimately failed. The great Prime Minister of Great Britain, Sir Winston Churchill, identified this failure when he stated about socialism, quote, "Socialism is a philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, the gospel of envy," he said. "Its inherent virtue is the equal sharing of misery," end quote. American citizen, don't let yourself be deceived by socialist lies. Socialism will only bring slavery and torture to millions in this land. Do you want your children and grandchildren to know this kind of pain? And what's even worse, socialism will work to stop the flow of the gospel of Christ to this land and to the world. Do you want to face God at the judgment and have to admit you helped people miss His plan for them on earth and in eternity, because you embraced a satanic form of government called socialism? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.